That was called Roanoke, a Bill Monroe tune. Good way to start us off today.
Apologies to Bill.
Yeah, we'll apologize in advance. Anything we may do today, Bill. How many mandolin players do we have hanging out today? Yeah.
How many mandolin players that didn't raise their hand just then? Nice to see y'all out here.
It is the instrument of the new millennium.
What new millennium?
I'll tell you about it after a while, man. We've kind of turned the calendar there.
I do have a tune called Y2K9.
Yeah. Can we play?
No, let's see.
Y2K9.
We got a question or a request?
What kind of mandolins are you playing?
Yeah, the Washburn Company has asked me to say that I play a Gibson mandolin. I think Sam, Mike, and myself all play Gibson mandolins. Yours is a Dudenbostel, right?
That's correct.
Very fine builder. What's his first name?
Lynn.
Lynn.
Yeah. Lynn Dudenbostel.
Yeah.
I dig it.
So you want to tell
me? Seems to work.
Sam just came out with a Sam Bush.
A new Sam model Gibson. Drop by the Gibson booth.
Yeah.
And for only $100, you can...
I want to order a few of them.
Walk right away. I want you to. Yeah. This is the old 1937 one, but we have tried to, you know, recreate the way this one. So it's just a little bit different. The next different... David and Mike have, am I assuming, 1923?
Mine's a 22.
22.
This is a 24, actually.
Designed by Lloyd Lohr, who was the great F5 designer for Gibson. And so theirs are just beautiful
ours
instruments.
Ours are for sale, actually.
Mine, this one was made more when, you know, the term factory second applied, I think.
Right.
It's what you get glued into. There isn't one brand, but, of course, the Sam Bush model Gibson, you know, may be the best. We're not sure.
Gilchrist.
Davey plays Gilchrist as well, who's another fine man.
I've got a
builder.
Gilchrist mandola here. We can check it out.
So,
ooh, fun.
Yeah, if you want it.
This body style was started by the Gibson Company, and so, you know.
Yes, they're quite unusual.
But there's lots of builders now that make this type and shape.
What's that?
We sleep for
just
fun.
The way it came, the way they made it.
What do we do for fun?
Every night, yeah.
Pickups and amplification.
Don't do it.
There ain't no plugs on.
Well, there's all kinds of different systems being made now, pickups and electronics and things, and it's all an attempt to be louder and still sound like a mandolin. And, you know, the technology is better than it once was. Of course, the only true acoustic sound is when you hear these things sitting in a circle without even microphones, for me. So even this is amplification, so to speak. But I use a Vargas Berry Hot Dot. They're real hard to find. They don't make them anymore. And a Countryman mic as well on there, so it can
serve. They're on eBay.
Give them up. You can find them eBay?
Did you ever do a search? Hot Dot, man?
I'd have to have a computer to do an eBay search, wouldn't I?
That's
you and Todd Phillips,
Sam.
Huh?
I'm acoustic, man.
I have a Lloyd Baggs pickup on this mandolin with also a Countryman mic, but I like the Crown mic too. But more than that, it's what you go into afterwards. You need a really good blender with some great EQ. And Pendulum is a nice brand, and also Richard Battaglia makes.
I use Chard stuff.
Chard.
Richard Battaglia.
You use pickup?
Sound extraordinaire for the Flectones.
No, basically really. Just a two-channel mixer with some EQ on each channel.
Notice how the oldest guy and the youngest guy, we don't mess with pickups.
Yeah, we noticed that.
A lot of people go to singles bars, but I recommend just, you know, Mandolin Workshop for your pickups.
Totally.
Or take your mandolin to a singles bar.
Yeah.
You won't get laid.
Take your amp to a singles bar. Well,
let's all maybe go down the line. Everybody play one.
Play one, huh?
Feature yourself.
You there. First, Sammy.
Good. Well, what I'll do is, being that I get to sit next to my buddy, the dog boy here, we... thanks to David and Ron McCurry... I got to be part of a deal called the Bluegrass Mandolin Extravaganza. We garnered our Grammy nomination. We let the air out of the tires of the guy who beat us.
That's true. Yeah.
They say the thrill is just being nominated. Ha! We wanted to win that little Grammy, but the good part is we got to play together. And the cut, if you haven't heard it, there were 8 mandolinists on it. The idea, you'd play solos, maybe play some together. There were a couple times where all 8 of us played together. And thanks to David and Ronnie McCurry for getting it all going. I would like to do an old Bill Monroe kind of a tune that David and I did together on that one. So we'll all be able to join in on this.